It's the Matt Bubala Show on Radio 720 WGN. Shantae finds me the most interesting guest, I have to say. When we chat during the week, she always comes up with things that I shake my head at and think, okay, Shantae, all right, let's do this. Joining us on the phone right now is Adam Lippin. He is the co-founder, the CEO of Cuddlist.com. Yes, folks, it's very entrepreneurial. It is a company that focuses on our need to be cuddled and our want and desire, I imagine, for some human interaction. Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Good. Is that a good basic idea of how this got started? I imagine that in this world we live in today, we're so connected electronically to everything, less face-to-face communication, less contact with the world. Do some people just need some human touch?
You said it absolutely perfectly. And at this point in our culture, if you need human touch and you're not in a relationship or you're not in a dating pool or dating someone, there's really no way to get healthy human touch. So this is a service that we have professional cuddlers that you can have a session with to give you safe, consensual healing touch. Exactly.
Okay. So let's, I'm going to take this very seriously because it's a serious thing. It's a business and it's legitimate. I've been on the website, cuddlist.com. You can check through the certified cuddlers who are available and make appointments and do what, Adam, when you get together with a cuddlist, you know, because it's weird, you know, I'm still a 13-year-old boy at heart. So you imagine where my mind is going here, right. That, you know, once we start touching, things will happen. How does it work? How does it get set up? Where do you go? And how does a session go?
Okay, so very quickly. So as you said, there are certified and trained professional cuddlers on Cuddlist.com, and we take that very seriously, and we want to take out the any sort of notion that this is anything other than a warm, energetic, healing, cuddling session. So people can go to our website, and we have bios and really detailed information about all of the cuddlers on our site. We have amazing people in Chicago, cuddlers in Chicago, and they can request a session, and during a session, whatever the client is looking for, as long as it agrees to the code of conduct, the cuddler's job is to help the client understand what he or she is looking for and how to give them a great session.
And tell me about the code of conduct. I imagine there's, you know, things about touching certain areas, things like that.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. The first one is rule, you know, you wear at least a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. There's no touching of any area that would be covered by a bathing suit. And that's really it. So in the context of, you know, and no exchange of saliva. So within the context of that you know, close down, there is no genital touching, then what happens in the session is completely open to the cuddler and the client as long as it meets that code of conduct.
Okay. And so, I mean, do you normally travel to the cuddler's location? Do they come to you? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's completely up to the client, basically. They can have someone come to their home, or they can go to the certified cuddler's place, or maybe meet at a neutral place like a local spa where we have relationships with that, you know, neutral setting.
Okay. And, you know, I'm guessing this mostly then becomes spooning of some sort, or is it not always laying down? Is it sometimes sitting and hugging? What do we describe or define as cuddling?
Yeah, so what you just said is absolutely right. So what would happen is you would request a session, and when you have a session, your cuddlist will ask you basically what you're looking for and help you discern, you know, figure out if you don't know, like, what kind of touch you like and don't like and what it is you need for that session. So for some clients, it could look like a full-on spooning session for an hour. For others, depending on someone's needs, it could be hand-holding, it could be putting your arm around your shoulder, or it could be conversation, it could be a combination of all of those things.
Hmm. And how long have you been in business? I mean, how did you come up with this idea?
So we've been in business since November of 2015, and I came up with this idea because I believe that human touch is an essential healing modality and that we don't get enough of it. As a child and a baby and a child, we get all the touch needs that we need. Our need for touch doesn't change as we get older, but our access to touch changes. And there's a lot of loneliness. Over 52% of the people in cities live alone as adults. And there are people out there that could just use some tender, loving care. And if you're lonely, if you've been recently divorced, if you, you know, have any sort of needs around touch that you're not getting, this is a safe, wonderful way to do it.
Does it, how do the sessions usually go? Like on average, do people end up just wanting to lay and be held? Do people end up spilling out their guts? And in essence, they're looking also for somebody to talk to. I know they're not therapists. They're not trained to be that. But I imagine if you start talking that they're listening and talking to you as well.
Yeah, every is different. So like some are have a lot of physical touch, and some sessions, some people, it depends on what the client needs. If the client needs to talk or work through some stuff, the Cuddlist is trained to be completely present for that person and to allow them to express whatever they need to express. Or some people don't want to talk, and some people, everyone is different. It really is up to the client's needs, and as long as we stay within the boundaries of the code of conduct, the session can be very varied.
We're speaking with Adam Lippin. He is the co-founder and the CEO of Cuddlist.com. Cuddlist.com, there are cuddlers available right here in the Chicago area. How do we become a cuddler if that's something we think we're good at and we'd like a job? We'll ask Adam that next. Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN. It's the Matt Bubala Show on Radio 720 WGN. We're speaking with Adam Lippin. He's the co-founder of Cuddlist.com. Cuddlist.com. You can hire somebody to come to you, or you can go to them and sit and cuddle for an hour. Adam, I'm looking on the website in the Chicago area. I see 7 people, 5 female, 2 male, and it looks like is $80 an hour a standard fee, or does it depend on the cuddler and what they charge?
No, that's the standard fee.
Okay, so $80 an hour, and there's not, you know, there's 7 people here in Chicago, but as this grows, you're going to need more cuddlers. So if somebody's like, I cuddle, I'm such a good cuddler, people always told me what a good cuddler I am, how do I get a job with Adam so I can start sharing my love of cuddling?
Well, thank you for asking. So if you go to the website, cuddlist.com, we have a tab that says Get Certified. And my co-founder and our director of training, Madeline Guanazzo, is in Chicago. And she's amazing. And all of the information that you need in terms of what the requirements are listed on the site.
Oh, so that's who I was looking at. Madeline, she can train you to become a cuddler, as well as she is a cuddler herself.
She's a certified cuddler. She runs our training program. It's a brilliant, wonderful training program. We have people that go through the training program that don't want to even be cuddlers, professional cuddlers, but you learn so much about consent and boundaries and holding space for people and self-care, how to run a session. It's really great in and of itself.
And when you go through training to become a cuddler, what are you learning? Just the proper ways to touch people, or how to listen to what they want, or...
Well, so a basic requirement would be you need to be someone who's empathetic, who can really understand and be a really good active listener, and yet not take on someone else's emotional issues, but be present for them to have them. So what we go through is everything from consent and boundaries and self-care and how to be present for someone, and we do practicums. And so it's less about sort of how to touch, because that sort of becomes very intuitive. But it's really about setting the conditions so that when a client walks in the door, or they walk into a door of a client, they are fully present and fully available for that experience.
Now, when I'm on Madeline's page, so any cuddler that you're thinking about hiring, you get a page that describes them, what they've done, some photos of them, so you get a sense of who you're going to be with. And at the bottom, in the skills and specialties, it says she is a cuddle party facilitator.
Yes. So I'm also a cuddle party facilitator, and if you go to cuddleparty.com, you can see what that is. But essentially, where Cuddlist provides one-on-one cuddling sessions, Cuddle Party is a group cuddling experience. So it's sort of like we call it a communication workshop that uses touch as the medium. And so it's a group of people that get together, we go through a workshop, and we have a cuddle session. We do group cuddling for 3 hours. It's great. And Madeline runs amazing ones in Chicago, and we're all over the Midwest as well, and all over the country.
So in a cuddle party, do they all end up cuddling together? Like it's like a drawer full of spoons?
So the cuddle party has the same rules as Cuddlist, in the sense that, you know, close down the whole time. You must ask and receive a verbal yes before you touch anyone, and you can say no to anything you don't want at any time. So within the context of the rules, People can do whatever they want to do as long as they get complete consent prior to it.
And how often do people put together cuddle parties? And is it like a group of people saying, hey, let's have a cuddle party? Or is it a bunch of strangers who are all looking to cuddle in a more group atmosphere?
So it's a fairly organized program, and some people come all the time, and some people come for, you know, so there's usually, I guess, an Ennaketa party. About half the people have been there before and half the people are new to it. And it's really a wonderful way to, you know, have human interaction on a very real, deep level. So when you're actually, you know, communicating with touch, it's stripped through all of the other nonsense and all of our sort of you know, walls that we build up. It's really honest communication.
Well, it's amazing. And how can I ask from the business side, as an entrepreneur starting a company like this, how well does that work? I mean, I know you're kind of have contractors in all these places and things like that, and you have to certify people. Has it been very tough to launch, or are you finding there's such a need for this that it's harder to keep up with demand?
It's been amazing. It's sort of like that movie with Kevin Costner, that the, you know, if you build it, they will come. I think there's such an intuitive understanding for the need for human connection. We're all social beings. A lot of us do not get that need met. And so it sort of took off from day one. And so we put together very quickly this training program that Madeline's been tweaking on an ongoing basis. I have a pretty strong business background and a really good ability to put, you know, business systems together to support the infrastructure and people coming in. And Madeline takes care of the community. We have a wonderful way that all the certified cuddlers can communicate with each other. And we have, you know, it's really a great community.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I'd be certainly curious to talk to somebody who's gone through a cuddling session themselves. But it's really neat. And how old is the business, and how far are you hoping to expand? I mean, are you actively seeking more cuddlers to be available for work?
We are. So if any of your listeners are interested, please go to our website, get certified. And if you're interested in having a session, please go to cuddlist.com. And we are expanding across the country. We've actually are also expanding in England right now. And our goal is to make, you know, non-sexual healing, cuddling, touch available to anyone who needs it, anywhere in the world. So, you know, we're starting out where we're at now, but the plan is good, consistent growth going forward.
And when you want to become a certified cuddler, do you pay a fee to go through the training, or how does that work?
Yeah. Right now it's $79 to go through the training, and that's what it costs you. And then to be listed on our site, if we approve you, it's $29.99 a month. So that's the cost of the cuddler, and then all of the $80 goes directly to them. So right now we're not taking a cut or a percentage.
All right. Sounds great. You can find out more at cuddlist.com. Adam Lippin, co-founder, thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Okay, what do you think? Would you pay to cuddle? 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Let's talk about it next. Matt Bubala here with you on 720 WGN.